Welcome to Shomach Shava and Daf, your sponsor, Lo Nishma Asayim Yaakov Sholom and Le'av HaSitzchok. We're holding Bo'baso Daf Kufches, starting Perek Yesh Noichlim, the Perek that deals with Nachala, with inheritance and the order of Yerusha. Who comes first to be Yerush, someone who is Nifter? And right away in the first Daf, the first Sugyo, we have a discussion, how do we know that when does the father Yerush someone who is Nifter? And the Gemara brings two drushes. Each drasha is not so clear. The first drasha is the sheir refers to the father, or vehevartim, that from there you know that the father comes. But as many of the Mefarshim point out, this whole seder Yerushas and Nacholas is not only a monetary thing down here in the world, but it's shosho ba'olamos ha'elyonim. It has to do with divrei Kabbalah. Because the way Yerusha works is the way the different midos that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals in the world interact. And even though this is beyond the scope of this shiur, I'm just going to mention a few of the scriptures as brought down in Divrei Rabbi Seinu. The Rikanti on Parshas Pinchas, when he speaks about Nachala, he says, "For Yudaticho, I taught you, ke afilu mitzvah adinim ve'anacholos, the mitzvah of Nachala specifically, Tuluim ba merkova ha'elyoino. Has to do with the merkova of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umisham ishtalshelusom ve'atzilusom. And from there, they come down to this world and being revealed in the world. And he goes on to speak about Divrei Kabbalah Mamish, but says that the name Hashem, Yud Ki Vav Ke, the Yud and the Hey is connected Abba and Ima, and the Vav and then the Hey is connected the Ben and the Bas. So you see already in the name of Hashem, there's a gilui of what we call a mishpacha, father, mother, son, daughter. The nechola has to do with the relationship between these midos, between this gilui and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is megala himself here in the world. Similarly, the Ramchal and Shor Shehamitzes Klal Nun Tet, when he speaks about the Seder Nachlus, he goes in and says, Shor Zeh Mashakinya Mishtal Shlo Minah Ve'em Elabonim, who if he say there ha'oyrois shelamalo, shekach mizgal gilim oyrois ha'anogo. That's how the oyrois ha'anogo work up there in Shemayim. And he continues on. He goes into Inyoni Kabbalah a little bit, and then he says v'zeru seder hayachas shetiken odin baruchu elo oyrois liyishach zeimze. The oyrois refers to the midos that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself how they relate to each other. V'al ken seder zeh tzarich shisnagu Yisrael. Am Yisrael have to act in that way. So these inyanim of Nachla is not stam. It's the inyanim of Nachla is shorsha by lomis elyanim. The mitzvahs David, Rabbi Ritvaz, says that many people ask, they say it's not fear. What's shot? That according to the Dinei Torah, so only the son is Yerush and not the daughter. Why is that so? There's no equality? So says the mitzvahs David, it's because they're not talking about son-daughter here in the world. Has to do with shor lomis elyonim, the things, the way things revealed up there in Shemayim, and he's bringing the Rikanti. So that's why that's how it's coming mizgal. It's revealed in this world. So that's something very important to remember when we're learning the inyanim nachlis, the parak of yesh noichlim, to remember where it comes from. And here it's very appropriate to bring back what we mentioned. We learned this in Baba Kamo Daf Pedalid, the Maariz Chayes. Mitzchayas has an unbelievable yisoid. He doesn't speak about our sugyo. He speaks about the fact where it says the ayin tachas ayin. The Gemara there says ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean that if someone takes an eye, you take an eye for an eye, but you take a money. And the Gemara tries to bring drushas where we learned it from. So says the Mitzchayas, what until the Gemara came and darshan these drushas, what happened with all the botei dinim and amisol till then? Did Shmuel HaNavi and his Beis Din, the David the Melech in his time, did they take an eye for an eye? He goes on to bring another example to this, that the Gemara tells us in the Masechet Sukkah, what is an esrog? How do we know which fruit is an esrog? The Gemara goes through different options until we figure out through a drasha what is the fruit that's called an esrog. So he brings the Rambam in the Akdomet Perishish Mishnah says, so before the Gemara came and showed us how do we know in the Torah that an esrog is an esrog? Do you think in the previous generations they used an apple for an esrog? Because they didn't know what pre-etzalah is? Avadeh not. So what's pshat? Pshat is that we had halacha mekubelis misinai. We knew there was very clear the Torah, there was a mesiris, what's supposed to be done? What fruit to use for an esrog? And what does it mean, ayin tachas ayin? And that's so and so for and all the different things. But afterwards, Chazal came to show us where we see it in the Psukim. And sometimes there were Toireach to find a drasha. Sometimes the drasha was not even so clear. It's an Asmachta to show where we see in the Torah Shebichtav when we had a Kabbalah Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai. And the Chor, this connects to this sugya so much as well. Nachala, that we had a Mesoiris, how Nachala is supposed to work. And as we mentioned, Api Kabbalah, it really makes sense. That's what's supposed to be appear in the world. The Gemara now comes and says, now that we have this Mesoiris, where do we see it in the Psukim? So the Gemara brings the Machlekes, as if from Lesheiro or from Ve'evarto. But this is not because that's what taught it to us. That's why the drasha can be a little bit dachuk, not so clear in the pasuk, because we already knew that that's what it's supposed to be, especially that we have the Inyoni Kabbalah that teach us that that's what it's supposed to be. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.